Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Master Builders Victoria members get access to a wide range of expert advice and support services.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Looking forward to having a chat to Archie Thompson after 2 o'clock, but a couple of the star athletes here in Torquay, part of the Beach Volley Fest, have been good enough to walk into the studio here, Tom Hodges and Zach Schubert. So let's have a chat to the boys. They're huge too. Why don't you play footy, you guys? Welcome.
Yeah, we just love beach volleyball. I think everyone grew up playing footy in Australia, but we obviously just fell in love with the sport of beach volleyball and travelling the world. So
what are you, six what?
We're 6'6", both of us.
Both of us, 6'6".
Okay, and you're from Werribee as well, so...
I am, just up the road. Okay. Relocated to Adelaide for the National Training Centre. That's where we get all our support from. But it's nice to be almost at home. I come down to Torquay all the time, so it's pretty awesome to have an event here.
And you're from Adelaide as well, so...
Yeah, from Adelaide, and I grew up in Loxton, if anyone knows where that is. Yep. But yeah, fell in love with beach volleyball through high school, and that's how most people start volleyball. Of course, in Australia, they just play indoor, and then as you get into it, you slowly start to move toward the beach because everyone wants to travel around the world and check out the nice beaches.
So who's the greatest athlete out of Loxton? Is it still Mark Ricciuto, or is he from up the road?
He's from up the road at Wakery.
Okay.
But yeah, obviously there's been a lot of good footy players come out from our area as well.
You must have played as a kid then.
Yeah, I actually grew up in a hockey family, though.
Right.
I had a cousin that went to the 04 Olympics in 08. But obviously every kid in the Riverland plays football. So,
enough about footy. But how did beach volleyball choose you? You would have had basketball coaches try and entice you to play basketball, both of you as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess when you see a kid who's 6'6", everyone's going to try and get you onto the volleyball team. We would have just tried it out in, I don't know, year 9 or 10 or something, and... just gone from there and progressed and improved and made state teams and national teams, and now we get to travel the world, so it's a pretty amazing lifestyle.
And who pairs you up, because you're both from different states?
It's kind of on us as well as the coaches. It's a joint decision. We're all both based in Adelaide at the National Training Centre, and from there they pick pairings, and we paired up earlier in the year, and we've been doing quite well, so we're happy with our progress and looking forward to starting the cycle next year, where all the we'll start our qualification process and building points towards qualifying for the Olympics.
How long have you two been a pair?
Not very long. So I actually just came off a double knee surgery, and Hodgie also had a few little niggles and injuries at the start of the year, and it was kind of like a best of both worlds for us to kind of take the opportunity to go play together. And since then, we've just come off a 4-week tour in the Middle East. We went to Dubai and Iran, and we got 3/5 and a second, so we're really hoping we can perform at this home event for the Aussie crowd, and we love playing at home. We're home with friends, family around us supporting us. We can actually show them how hard we've worked for this sport and how hard we've worked for this opportunity.
How do you know you're going to get on?
We've known each other for a while beforehand, but sometimes you don't, and that's all part of it, you know. We've spent 20 weeks together on the tour, and it's a really tough tour. It's just a lot of the time, it's just the two of you.
Yep.
So no matter who you're playing with, you're going to get sick of him at some point. I snore, and he has to put up with that, you know. I've slept next to him more than he slept next to his girlfriend. But that's all part of it, having to deal with those difficult the life on tour. But we love it, and we're excited for it, and to have the opportunity to play at home is amazing. So yeah.
And obviously, you're professional at it, so it's a tough sport to be a professional. You've got to give up whatever career you had and parlay all your time and energy into it. The Olympics is obviously the end game for you guys, winning an Olympic medal. How long a term can you stay in it? Do you still have to have study on the side? Are you still looking at what you might do in 20 years' time?
So it kind of depends. So for me, I studied and I have a degree, and so that for me, that gives me a peace of mind that I can keep chasing this dream as long as my body allows me to, and as long as I continue to enjoy it. And then some people don't pursue a degree, and it's just, it really depends on the person. But there is an opportunity to study on the side, but it does make life a little more difficult. But for me, it's, being a positive.
Do you want to give a sponsor a plug? Because it must be reasonably tough to get people on board for your sport.
Yeah, of course. So we're very thankful that Volleyball Australia, they're definitely our major sponsor. And like without them, we wouldn't be able to do anything in the sport. Like it's especially even now with how expensive travel is. So like huge props to Volleyball Australia, but then also like our state institute as well, SASI. They have been unbelievably supportive for the last 20 years of beach volleyball, and we couldn't thank the team there enough. Like without them, we don't get to do what we do every day.
And I presume they haven't just grabbed the sand from Cozy Corner or from Fisher's, which is the beach local here. So they have to get specific sand in to make the court. I mean, talk me through the logistics of this.
My understanding is there's like a spec for the sand and like how deep it has to be and something to do with the grain sizes, I guess. But there are different sands around the world. So we just came from a tournament in Dubai where they shipped in this sand that was, we call it extremely deep. And it's really hard to run around and jump in. And it changes the game completely. And then you come here and there's been a bit of rain, so the sand's a bit more compacted. So you jump a little higher and you can move a little better. And again, that's part of beach volleyball, dealing with the conditions. So we'll be out here and it might rain or the wind will be blowing different directions. So it all adds to, the excitement and trying to figure it all out.
What's the spec that you're better at? Do you like the deeper sand? Is this sand to your liking?
No, we love the hard sand. Yeah.
I saw you win earlier, so you 2-1 earlier.
Yeah. No, we love the hard sand. We're both relatively athletic guys, so it allows us to jump higher and hit harder, and that's probably the most exciting part of beach volleyball.
Could not agree more.
So they didn't prep the deck for you guys specifically, like we do with cricket pitches.
No, exactly. No, we like Hodgie said, like it's probably the best aspect about sport, to be able to jump high and be able to play big above the net. And like I think about it all the time, like what happens when we lose our jump when we get old? Like we're going to miss it for sure. And it's definitely just something we take most of, we make the most of right now, is just be able to play the sport.
And I think it's more exciting for the crowd, watching everyone jump higher and hit harder. You get a bit more of a spectacle, so, yeah.
And how do you qualify for the Olympics? How close to qualification? How big is this tournament in your qualification journey?
Extremely important. So it hasn't actually been released yet what the qualification process looks like for next year, but it will be pretty similar to every other year, which is points. Like, you need to play, say like 12 events for the year, and those best 12 results for the year, then if you are in the top 15 of the world, you get to go to the Olympics. But there's also another second process, which is where you can qualify through your region, which the men's program actually won last year. We went through the Asian region, where we had to beat Indonesia, China, Kazakhstan, like Oman, places like that. And we ended up winning that last year. We got a men's team to the Olympics, which is the first time in 12 years, which is huge. So we're really hoping we can go through the top 15 qualifying process this coming cycle. We've got three really strong teams all sitting there with reasonably good points at the moment. And so we just got to hold on for another 12 months, perform our best. And we could actually end up getting two spots at the Olympic Games for the men's program, which would be huge.
And so these events are extremely important for us to start next year with a really good points base. So if we do well in these tournaments, we'll start the year with a lot of points, which will allow us to be seated higher in the tournaments next year, which gives you theoretically an easier run in those tournaments, so you're more likely to do well. So these events are extremely important for all three teams.
It's been great to have you in, and congratulations on your win earlier today. It was fun to come down and watch you play, get an education myself, and look forward to maybe coming down during the course of the week and seeing you play again.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Great to have you on. Tom Hodges and Zach Schubert joining us. Team Australia athletes down here at the beach volleyball. If you want to come down, it's not only on today and across this weekend, but next week as well, and then the following weekend. So it is here for another week and a half, the Volleyball World Beach Pro Tour, or Beach Volley Fest, however you want to call it, down here at Torquay. And it's great to be broadcasting live from down here. Still plenty to come. Archie Thompson's going to join me after the 2 o'clock news. We'll talk a little bit of soccer. We'll talk some more beach volleyball as well. And we'll take a few of your calls. So if you want to jump on the line, feel free, or send through a text. 0433 98 11 16 is the Temper 40 Winks text machine number. T-E-M-P-U-R. Temper, mattresses and pillows like no other. Make sure you check out the Temper range online. Back straight after the news with Archie Thompson.